like one of the veterans now with all these changes? Like, do you feel like one of the senior members of this group?
I do feel like a somewhat of a veteran, somewhat of a guy that's been, you know, through the trenches, played in the Super Bowl, been here, you know, going on my fifth year. So I do feel like one of the older guys, and now I guess it's time to lead by example a little bit.
What would you do with talking to some of these young guys or some of the new guys? What would you tell them about the Giants and the Giants' ways?
That it's all about performance, and it's all about, you know, humility, and it's all about how you prepare and how you carry yourself about and how you go about your business. Being a Giant, it's all about going about your business the right way, going about it the humble way, not being boastful about it, just going out there and doing what you have to do to succeed each and every day. Especially as a young guy, you got to go through the wars and the battles of, you know, studying your playbook, making mistakes, correcting those mistakes, and being better as the days go on.
You think there's a lot made about the new offense, learning new terminology. Can you talk about that? And is it as difficult as some people are saying as far as a new language and picking things up and not going as fast as you'd like to go?
It's a little difficult. I mean, just solely in terms of learning the new terminology, like you said, and learning it on the fly and doing it on the field as you hear it. I mean, that's the toughest part is hearing the play, processing it, and being able to run it at a quick pace. But other than that, it's a challenge for me, and I know it's a challenge for the receiving corps to continue to go out there and get these plays down and try to be the best players we can be while learning a new offense and while competing at a high level. So it's a good challenge for us.
So how comfortable is it? Do you think the change is something that's a welcome change?
I think so. I think it's something that, you know, it's not like we had much of a choice. It was kind of one of those things that, you know, we had to just conform to it and be able to roll with the punches and buy into the new system and do what we have to do.
So how comfortable do you feel in the new system so far? Where do you think you are in the process and how natural is it? You talked about that's the biggest thing.
Scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably around an 8. I feel good about the offense right now. I feel good about how I feel. You know, pretty much the stuff from mini camp and stuff like that have carried over, and I feel good about it. Just hearing the terminology, even during the month that I was off, I took a look at it a little bit, got to look at some things, so I feel good.
Do you think getting the ball in your hands more quickly? I mean, that's one of the things the offense wants to do, right?
Yeah.
Can that help you specifically as a receiver?
I would love that. Any receiver would love to get the ball as early as possible so they can see defenders coming and make them miss, and especially a guy like myself that loves to do things after I catch the ball. If I can catch it earlier with some space, that's always a positive. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. And, you know, the season should be a good one, depending on how we go. Absolutely. I like to have the ball in my hands, whether it be a 3-yard route or a 30-yard route. I want the ball in my hands so I can make big-time moves and make people miss and get in that end zone, which is one of the things I feel like I do best.
I know it's early, but what are your thoughts on Odell so far?
Odell's good. He's a good player. He's got good physical abilities. He's fast. He's quick. He's he can help us in the return game as well as a receiver. So it's just a matter of him getting that learning curve and being someone that we can can be held accountable for what he does out there on the field. But he's a good player so far, and it's just day one out here on the field. So it's gonna take a little bit for him to get his reins and stuff like that. So should be good to see him mature as the year goes on.
Dave, we talked about you with the offense. What about with Eli? Because he's gonna have to get it out much faster for him. Did you see that from him in minicamp? Did it start to get quicker as it went along?
I did. As he got more and more comfortable. He looked better. He looked like he wanted to get the ball out of his hands. He looked sharper. He looked more confident as the days went on, and it just felt good to see him that way. It felt good for all of us to be on the same page, and that was one of those things that kind of lacked before. The kind of that pop and kind of that energy that you're used to seeing from the entire offense, not just Eli, but we had that little bit of minicamp. Hopefully it transfers over. Love your sunglasses, by the way.
Thanks, buddy. Victor, for years, the stories were always how Eli knew, you know, everything about the offense. You guys, any question, you know, where everybody is, every play. Is he the star student yet in this one, or are you all kind of, you know, learning this together?
No, he's getting there. He's getting there. You can see that there's little things where, Coach McAdoo's asking certain questions. He's the first one to answer, and and I'm a close second right behind them. But he's definitely, you know, answering all the questions. You can tell he's got a good grasp of it so far. It's just a matter of you really learn it when you go through it, when you run the plays, when you call them in the huddle, as you continue to mature in the process. That's when you kind of get your bearings on the offense when you're out here on the field. So it should get better as we go on, but he's got a good grasp of it.
His injury that came, you know, in that final game, so he obviously didn't finish it. We don't know if he would have been able to start the next week. Probably not. Mm-hmm. When you think about that and what you've been through, just the durability that he has shown over the years, what do you make of it?
Oh, that's tremendous. I hope I can bounce back, you know, hopefully after playing 10 years in the league and bounce back like that. I mean, it's amazing to see him. And just more of his personal confidence in himself and his ability to not let the team down or not want to let the team down, and coming back and throwing the ball around when, you know, he's just coming off an injury and he's feeling good. He might be at, you know, almost 80-90%, but he still wants to be out here with us and throw the football around and get on the same page with us, especially since we're learning a new offense. So it's definitely good to see him, and it just says a lot about his character as well.
He said he came to camp a little nervous, which was a new emotion for him coming to camp, you know, as a veteran. Do you feel a sense of that too, just because so much is new? Or
I'm a little nervous. I mean, anytime you come into camp, it's always butterflies. I mean, I get excited to come out here. I get excited to see all you guys' beautiful faces. With the media is always great to me and great to our organization, so it's always good to come back. But I get nervous. I mean, we're human beings as well, so, and we're learning a new offense, so it's just a matter of us getting out there and getting comfortable again.
Is the potential of this offense obvious to you at this point already? How much of a move can change?
I think so. I think if it's anything like we see it on film, where Coach Mack has been in the past, you know, if we can instill some of that with our offense and with our personnel, I think it can be a very high-powered offense. But we all got to buy in. We all got to understand the playbook, and it starts today.
Do you think, because I moved on, yeah.
I see that.
Gilbride's offense, it worked for a good period of time. Do you think the game changed a little bit, where some of that stuff didn't work and it was time for
It's tough to tell. It's tough to tell. I mean, Coach Gilbride has obviously won two championships with us, and he's done some great things offensively. We've been tops in the league in statistical categories on the offense that have been staggering. So it's tough to put your finger on what happened. I think it's just something that sometimes you just need a fresh start. Sometimes you just need something new to come in and bring life back into the organization and back into the offense. And I think that was it. I don't think Coach Gilbride did anything wrong. I don't think you know, there was nothing he did or his offense did. I think it was just something that you need a fresh start, and I think we got that.
Victor, lots made of team chemistry and communication. How much is putting that new offense in place help the younger guys become part of, you know, the veterans like yourself and feel like this is, like, you know, a real team?
It helps a lot. I mean, because we're all learning. At the end of the day, we're all coming together. We all got to get this thing together at the same time. So it naturally brings the younger guys in. And, you know, it's just, we're a family, man, especially in the receiver room. We talk all the time. We're hanging out. We talk about everything under the sun. So, I mean, that just helps in the chemistry between all of us in terms of building this to where we want it to be. And it's just the stepping stones for it right now. But I think the younger guys are buying in. They're understanding what's being asked of them. They're learning each and every day. And it's only going to make our team better.